Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. Who am I speaking to, please?
You're speaking to Kim. How can I help you, ma'am?
Kim. Okay, Kim, are you in Melbourne?
We have a head office in Melbourne, but right now we are located in India.
In India. Okay, look, I've been having calls from somebody claiming to be with Melbourne phone company, and they insisted, and I sort of said, well, yes, I'd do it, but then they've given me two numbers which certainly don't register to you guys. Are you able to clarify a couple of numbers for me?
What numbers they have given you?
Right, they gave me 03, this is supposedly Melbourne numbers, 03-912-18-098.
What was the name of the person whom you spoke to?
I spoke to Teresa. Teresa?
Is one of our employees.
She is?
Yeah, she is.
And is she based in India or is she in Melbourne?
Exactly.
Or where would she...
Actually, what is happening, ma'am, we have a head office in Victoria. Okay.
Yes.
And our customer service is the sales departments are in India itself.
Right. Well, why would they give me Melbourne numbers? I've got another number too, but when I dialed it, it's nothing. It's nothing to do with Melbourne phone. So what's going on here?
No, the number she gave you, maybe that's the number of the other department. And the right now, which number have you called in?
Right, I've tried them both. The other one is 03-912-18-421.
Mm-hmm. Yes, both are our numbers. That is the other department number. Maybe it's not available right now because the extension might be busy. Are you our customer right now?
No, I'm not. She wants me to become a customer. And she's sending me the stuff. But I thought, well, now this is a bit funny with these numbers. And when I dialed one of them and it went to an international dial, so that's obviously not Melbourne. And then when I Googled it, it's registered to a totally different company.
What company is it coming on?
I'm off the screen at the moment. I can't remember. It was like a transport company or something.
Maybe that is registered under another name, a wrong name maybe. Sometimes it happens. The number which you're using may be registered under a wrong person's name.
Well,
the number she provided, she is working for us, and the number she provided is the correct number of our numbers itself.
This one that I've rung you on obviously is. That she gave me that as a customer care number, but these other blokes are supposed to be ringing me back, and I've been scammed before, so I just don't want to go through all this again. That's why I'd really want to clarify if those numbers belong to your company.
Those numbers belong to us, but in future, if you want to speak to us, you have to call the customer service number. You will not be able to call that number because that is only for the assistance of your NBN connection.
Yeah, well, why is it listed to a different company under Google when you do a Google search for it? They're both listed under something else.
So you don't need to call that number, ma'am. You need to call the customer service number ultimately.
I'm doing that now. That's what I'm doing now.
Exactly. So in future also, if you have any issues, you need to call the customer service number.
Thank you. Well, can you help me? Because I've called it now.
Yeah, this is the number which you have called, the customer service number, 1-300.
Yeah. So can you help me with those other people's numbers?
What people's number?
Well, somebody was Sid and somebody else was Ruffy.
Yeah, that's our accounts manager. You want to speak to them? I can ask them to give you a call. That's our accounts manager number.
I don't think I want to speak to anyone. Okay. Thank you.
No worries then. Thank you.
Bye.